He's always full speed, 100%. Joe Fisher, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores. Joseph, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Joe, a lot of different ways to look at this Vanderbilt game. And Kevin bristles at the thought of me questioning the kicking game. But, you know, and nothing against Ryan Fowler, but if he has a hard time in front of a friendly crowd against Western Carolina, what's going to happen when he's got to deal with the decibel level at Tiger Stadium in maybe a clutch situation? Not saying he can't make it, but from a Vanderbilt perspective, it concerns me.
Well, I think there has to be a little bit of concern, quite frankly, not just with Ryan, but with all the young guys. Regardless of what we saw last week, this is a new thing. Now you hope that this is one of those things that guys, you know, rally around and kind of relish being involved in, that they get up for that idea of having, you know, 80 or 90,000 people screaming at them on, you know, on a night game under the lights on national television. Lately, we've had players that have responded well in that situation. I think it was really important for Ryan to make that last field goal in the game last Saturday. That's the only reason they went for it. Was to try to give him some little boost of confidence and knock one through the uprights, which he did. So hopefully that will carry over. But I think it's reasonable for everybody to be a little bit concerned about a little bit of a deer in the headlights look for a lot of freshmen getting their first look at Tiger Stadium.
Now, we had Bobby Johnson on Tuesday, and one of the things he pointed out without any of us prompting him is that they have their signals down for their silent counts when they get into loud stadiums, because Tiger Stadium is not the only venue where volume becomes a real factor in the game.
No, and they worked a lot on that during the preseason. In fact, they did things I had not seen them do before. They went into the stadium and actually had crowd noise piped into the stadium for practices to work on, you know, making sure they were getting signals in without any issues. And so much of what they do now is hand signal and is not audible, that the crowd noise itself really shouldn't be that much of a factor. I was really pleased. I was thinking back on the game last Saturday. Now, granted, in this no-huddle system, you know, they're usually on the line pretty quickly, and the play clock never really seemed to come into play. As I recall in the game, I don't think, Kevin, they were ever close to being running out of time on the play clock.
No, I don't think so either.
And in the 95 plays they ran, they might want to be a little more judicious with the time they use in this particular game. That's one of the good things about this no huddle. They can control the pace of the game a little bit. They can go fast if they want, or they can just line up and stand there for 20 seconds or so and wait to get a play in and then run their play. So, but I don't think that the noise factor is really going to be any problem for them at all.
Joe, one of the guys I talked with on Monday was Jamie Graham, and he was saying how it was his first trip to LSU to play football, and he's looking forward maybe to seeing Mike the Tiger, maybe not. But it's interesting if you think about his career, even just a couple years into his time at Vanderbilt and all the different places he's been playing, not only football, but playing basketball as well. And he said, yeah, I've seen a little bit of everything already.
He's covered pretty much everything so far, hasn't he? And I know he's excited about this LSU trip. I think we'll be excited to see him maybe a little bit more involved in the game plan this time around than that Saturday game against Western Carolina. But yeah, you know, he's played in the rough arenas of the world and all the venues in the Southeastern Conference in basketball, and he's also seen some of these football venues too. So he's probably about as well traveled as anybody. But I'm really looking forward to seeing what his role is. He played a lot of defensive back in a five back set last week. Kind of, he plays some corner. He can play the nickel position too. So I think you'll see a lot of Jamie on Saturday night.
What concerns Vanderbilt the most, you think, about LSU's defense?
Well, really, really big defensive line. You know, a couple of big guys in the middle. They're 300 and 311 pounds, respectively. That's what they list them. They're probably bigger than that. So really difficult to run between the tackles on those guys. And then big, fast linebackers. And a very quick secondary, and they're all tall. Their secondary is all 6 foot or taller. So they've got speed, they've got size. I think that's the biggest concern. I know I think you are the ones that asked Bobby, when you think of LSU, what do you think of? He said big, strong, and fast. I think that pretty much covers it.
Joe, we'll speak with you tomorrow.
Okay, see you guys.